Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Megillah. A couple more amudim, a couple more dafim to the Masechta, which I think finishes on Sunday, Be'ezus Hashem. But today is daf Chav Zayin. Again, thank Menachem for giving yesterday's Shushan Purim edition of the daf Yomi. Okay, we'll start with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines from the bottom, Chav Avam Abayz, Omar Mar Zutra. Omar Mar Zutra is where we will start from. So Gemara has been talking about Tashbishi Kedusha, Tashbishi Mitzvah, which we'll get a little more into in a few minutes. And now Mar Zutra says, Omar Mar Zutra, Bitzbechos, Svarim Shebalu, Osin, Osan, Tachrich Elameis Mitzvah. Mar Zutra has a big chiddush where he says that the begadim and the materials that were used for Sifrei Torah, that you wrap the Sifrei Torah in, that got worn out, Shebalu, so Osin Osan Tachrich Elameis Mitzvah, you're allowed to use it to wrap an iftar. You use that for tachrichin. The tachrichin, the begadim that would used to be used for a sefer Torah, you're allowed to use it for tachrichin. Vizuhi genizasan, and this is its geniza, right? Just like the Gemara said earlier, you have to put it, you have to bury it because it's tashvishe kedusha. So you don't have to bury it separately. You could use it as tachrichin for a meis mitzvah. Chassam Sofer says, wow, I thought, how can you use it for that? I thought yesterday we said that you can't go down at all. You can't get something for a Sefer Torah, can't be used for anything else in the world. That's the highest level of Kedusha. So how is it possible? Ask the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav, Simen Yud, how is that possible? The Shiloh that he was dealing with there is, Asher Sha'al, Imutur La'asos Me'aron HaKodesh Yashan, Aron L'meis Mitzvah. The Shiloh that he was dealing with was, there was an old Aron Kodesh, and they wanted to use it for an Aron, for an Iftar. So is that allowed? So the questioner asks, can that be compared to this line of using Mitbechos Svarim to use for Tachrichin? So the Chassam Sofer says, you can't compare the two cases. Even though this is Mutter, the Aron HaKodesh being used for an Aron would not be okay. Because Makal Ani Yazdati Delo Shaper Dabi Lamevid, Ve'ein Lanu Elo Dibri Chazal, his Kiru Aposke Lehedyo. Why, what's the difference? Because he says this whole thing is a chiddush. How is it possible to use mitzvachos svarim for a niftar? So says the Chassam Sofer v'tzarach lomar zahainami tashmishe kedusha de adam Yisrael who kesefer Torah. A Jew has the status of a sefer Torah, just like he quotes. We're going to have a Gemara in a couple of days. Nisinasa kachna tilasa. The Gemara in Moikatan says that when do you have to do a tir kriya? One of the thought if you're in a room with his yitzias neshama, and if you see a sefer Torah being burned. Same, there's a Chi of Kriya. And he doesn't quote it, but there's another Gemara which talks about a minion. If you have nine plus sometimes a katan, nine sometimes plus a Sefer Torah, there are parallels in various halachos between Sifrei Torah and people, that a person is a living Sefer Torah. So therefore, he says that's the whole reason you're allowed to use this. V'yafagav, and even though he says during one's lifetime you can't use these, for these mitzvahs for a person to wrap himself in, he's a living sefer Torah. But he says because only when a person passes on, that's when he's, so to speak, pure neshama. When he's pure neshama, so that's when he'll be able to use these tachrichin of a sefer Torah. But not when he's alive. But afterwards, he is. He says that's what Chazal allowed. But they only allowed a person directly to use it. Tashmishe Adam. So if a person is being wrapped in the mitzvachos of a sefer Torah, that's fine. But an Aron is a tashmish to tashmish. An Aron, using an old Aron Kodesh for an Aron, for a coffin, that's two steps removed. So therefore, it would not be allowed to be used. That was the psak of the Chassam Sofer. Aron lemeis rak tashmish to tashmish, shari ein meis nigbar arum. So he has tachrichin of that, he has an Aron, so that's why he says it can't be used. But the fundamental yesod that you get from the Chassam Sofer is that dvarim of an Aron, of a Torah, can be used for a person sometimes. I know from Menachem mentioned this yesterday, but Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Simen Yud Beis of Eretz HaTzvi, where he talks about the difference between a Yehudi and a Eino Yehudi. He starts off with a question of Kvura. Why is there a mitzvah d'oraisa of a Kvuras HaMeis Yehudi, but there are differences in Halacha of Kvuras Meis Akum? Why is there such a difference? Every person in the world has Selam Elokim, so why does a Yehudi have difference? So Rav Shechter quotes that the difference is Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. A Jew has the status of Tashmishe Kedusha. Why? As we said yesterday, anything connected to the Ksav of Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, a cover of the Sefer Torah, the bag of the tefillin, all of those achieve inherent kedusha, the shvi'i kedusha, therefore have to be buried. So too every Jew has this connection to the Torah, and therefore has the status of Teshvi Shekedusha, and therefore has the Chi of Kvura, also after he dies, like the Chasam Sofer. Masha'enki, when it comes to an Umos HaOlam, a Nachri, he has the status of Teshvi Shekedusha, he has to do certain mitzvahs, but he doesn't have that inherent Kedusha of connection to the Torah, and therefore, there is no mitzvah of Kvura, that he discussed, that he continues hashkafically, what about a Jew who never opened up a Sefer in his life? What about the Jews, totally unaffiliated, and he has no connection? The answer is the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed, that every Jew in utero learns Kol HaTorah Kula. Every Jew has a natural instinctual connection to the Torah, that Pintel Yid, and even if he or she never opened up a Sefer in his life, he still has that natural connection, and therefore that makes a Jew Tashmishe Kedusha, even if they don't remember anything. So that connects to the Chasam Sofer's idea that every person, every Jew, for sure, is Tashmishe Kedusha, and you could use the Mitzvachos HaSvarim for his Tachrichin. So the Atzei Chayin, that's the, at least a Tashmish to Tashmish. That's not the direct Tashmish. Ba'amar Rava. I talked about the Bima. I don't know if you spoke about the Bima yesterday. Bima is a big discussion in the Poskim. Big discussion in the Poskim about what's a Bima called. Are you allowed to put tablecloths on the Bima? Are you allowed to put other things on the Bima? Because after all, the Bima, is it a Tashmish to Kedusha or is it a Tashmish to Tashmish? If it's a Tashmish of the Torah, then you can't put anything else on it. Right, it says Malamakosh Glamaridin. So we'll talk about that. Yama Rava, five lines from the bottom. Sefer Torah Shabala goes in also a Talmud Chacham. What about an actual Sefer Torah that gets worn out? You could bury it with a Talmud Chacham. The Afilu Shona Halachos, even a Shona Halachos. Rashi explains, meaning even if he doesn't give an Ian Shear, he just has a big bucky. He's a bucky. He's a Shona Halachos. He knows all the halachos. He wasn't Mishamish Hamidich Chacham and Bishas. But even that type of Talmud Chacham is allowed. You're allowed to bury a Sefer Torah with him. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov ubeklicheres. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, but only in a klicheres, not directly in the same aron, but in a klicheres, in an earthenware kli. Why? Rashi explains, based on the pasuk we're about to quote, Shenemar unisatim beklicheres laman yamdu yamim rabim. In Yirmiyo, they put the shtar that they had bought the land in a klicheres, in an earthenware kli, so it lasts a long time. In other words, the Sefer Torah we want to minimize the speed at which the deterioration takes place, and therefore put it in a klicheres. Even though mashenki, when it comes to a person, we just kind of do just the opposite. We'd have to put it into an aron, which disintegrates over time. But a Torah, we try to preserve. Even though we bury it, we try to preserve it as much as we can. That's why we put it into a klicheres. Okay, we mentioned it a couple of months ago, maybe. I don't remember exactly when. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph. Simon Laman Ches, he was asked, could you put a Sefer Torah, we're talking about what do you do with a Sefer Torah Shebala, so the Gemara says, you bury it, could you put it into a showcase, like an old Sefer Torah to look at? Is there anything wrong with putting a Sefer Torah into a museum, into a Sefer Torah that got ruined in one of the wars? Is there any issue there? See, it's a tshuva from here, from 1969, Sefer Torah Shebala, kisharotzim lachziko b'makam mechubad, b'beis haknesses, imra sha'im, o shesuichem dafka legoz b'karka, so you have to put it dafka in the ground. So Moshe Paskins, that you can put it into a showcase. Why? The shiloh that he was asked is about a Sefer Torah that was hidden from the Nazis. And it was all rubbed out from being in the ground all those years, so you're allowed to put it in there. So Rav Moshe Dafka says, yes, put it in there to remember what happened. Put it in the showcase, that's the Kavod HaTorah. To put it in there, Ba'ofet Sheyiru Sala Zikaron Rishus HaNazis, who Eza Bizha, Eza Bizayon? No! Mestavar She'ena Bizayon, Ve'en Lona Levados Milibeinu Lomar, Shudavar Bizayon. And he can be seen even to write, that's where we discussed this. Where this came up, that the Avanim from the Beis Chashmonoi, that the on Chanukah, that they were Meshakates, those Avanim, they didn't use for the Mizbeach anymore. So what did they do with it? They put it into a separate room in the Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't you bury those extra stones that became Tamei, impure? What are you putting them into a room for? Moshe says they probably made a monument there. Moshe says they probably made it so people could go in there and remember the Nes of Chanukah. So too here, he says, Kedeshi Yizach Rishas HaYevanim Ulahotos Lashem Yisparach Al Shatatzilena Mehem. So therefore he says, no problem, that is Kavod HaTorah, in order to put it into a place where people will remember what happened. Okay, we're going to have two Moshes today. So that's the first. Okay, two lines from the bottom. V'yamara papi mishbe de rebi mibe kishtel abe rabbanon shari. Back to what you're allowed to sell a shul for. Let us sell a shul. So it says the Gemara. Rav Papi holds, you're allowed to sell a beis haknesses to for a Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash has higher Kedusha, that's where Torah happens, and therefore you can sell Beis HaKnesses to a Beis Medrash. But the opposite, Mivei Rabbanan, the Mekanishta Aser, you cannot sell a Beis Medrash for a Beis HaKnesses. And this is talking about, obviously, where there's two separate functions. If you have a place where you do both, that is the status of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. If there's a shul, that there are shiurim and there are chavrusas that take place there, then that's the status of both. But this is talking about, hypothetically, where you have two separate places, one where you daven and one where you learn. Rav Papa b'shei d'Rava masi yifcha. So Rav Papa argues with Rav Papi, and Rav Papa says that you could do the opposite. You could sell a Beis HaKnesses. You cannot sell a Beis HaKnesses for a Beis HaMedrash, but you can sell a Beis HaMedrash for a Beis HaKnesses. Machlokas. Amar Rav Acha. Kavati d'Rav Papi mistavra. I think that Rav Papi is logical. The first one, that you could go from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. Dami B'Shua ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Motulatza, the Beis HaMedrash, Shema Mina. Okay, so that's the raya. So some say, what do you mean mistavra? It's a mafurish. You know, mistavra sometimes is a mashmoa, it's logical. This is mafurish like that shita. Okay? Question. Darsh Bar Kapara, third law. In my dichsev, what's the pasuk in Malachim that says? Vayisrof by the Churban. Vayisrof is Beis Hashem, is Beis HaMelech, Ves Kol Bati Yerushalayim, Ves Kol Bayis Gadol Sarapa Eish. What does it mean that all these things burned? So we're going to learn out what each of these was. Beis Hashem, Zu Beis HaMikdash. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, Elu Platrin Shal Melech. These were the fancy houses in Yerushalayim. Ves Kol Beis Yerushalayim, Bati Yerushalayim, Kemashmon. And all the houses of Yerushalayim, like the Mashmos, meaning all the rest of the houses. V'yaz kol bayis gadol, saraf ba'esh, and all the gadol houses were burned. What does that mean? The gadol houses, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, it's a machlokes, chad amar malkam shebegadlam bo Torah, v'chad amar malkam shebegadlam bo Tefillah. One says bayis gadol is a Beis Medrash, one says bayis gadol is a Beis HaKnesses. And that's a parallel machlokas to what we were just talking about. Beis HaKnesses is a Beis HaMedrash. Manda Amar Torah, the one who says Bayis Gadol refers to a Beis Medrash, where Torah takes place. Dichsev, because you see the word Gadol used by Torah. Hashem Chafetz Laman Sidko, Yagdil Torah, V'yadir. Umanda Amar Tefillah, the one who says Tefillah, Dichsev, because it says the word Gadol by Tefillah. It says when Achav, he's talking to Gehazi, asking about Gehazi's Adon, which was Elisha. Saprana, there should be a Vechulu here in the Gemara. Saprana Vechulu, Hagadolos, Asher Asa Elisha. Tell me about the great things that Elisha has done. The Elisha David, Barach Miyu David, and he was referring to Elisha's davening. So you see the word Gadol referring to Tefillah. Let's finish, and then we'll talk about it. It's time to Shub and Levi, who da'amar makam shagad lebo Torah. Let's say that we said it's a machlokas, but we didn't say who says what. Let's say that Rabbi Shub and Levi is the one that says makam shagad lebo Torah is the one that is meant by Gadol. Then Rabbi Shub and Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Shemoter Lasoso, Beis HaMedrash, Shema Minah, because what we quoted up above, so we're putting the two together. Gadol meaning Torah, and Gadol meaning whatever that refers to is the higher level of Kedusha. Ben Yehoyada asks, if you go back to the pasuk that was just quoted, right? So what burned in Yerushalayim? The Beis Hashem, you have the Beis HaMikdash burns. Yeah, question?
How come Rav Papa doesn't bring
Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? So that's a good question. Why doesn't he bring that? But you might just say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam has to do with Limana Torah. It doesn't talk about how the place achieves sanctity through the Torah. You can learn Torah at home too. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that act is Eino Dome to any act. But this, now we're focusing on specifically the place where the Talmud Torah occurs having Kedusha. So that might not be known from that Mishnah and Peah you're quoting about Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So that's why it quotes, once it quotes Pesukim, where the Makom is focused on. The place is focused on, not just the action taking place. As the Ben Yehoyada, in the puzzle that we just quoted, what burned? The Beis Hashem, that's the Beis HaMikdash, and then we talk about all the regular houses, the Beis HaMelech, the fancy houses, and the Kol Bate, and then at the end of it was a Beis Gadol. The shuls, and the, whether it's Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, either one. He says, shouldn't it be, if it's going in order of destruction, of uniqueness, shouldn't you say that Beis HaMikdash burns, and then the shuls and Beis HaMedrash is burned, and then the regular houses burns? It's out of order. Why does the pasuk say Beis HaMikdash, and then all the houses, and then Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses? So says the Ben Yehoyada. Oh. V'nira li b'siyata tishmaya. The kivet shu makam shabagadun bo Torah, yohal yohal asarfo. The Eish of the Churban would not have been able to take over the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos. Ki Eish HaTorah Shehayabo, Docha Eish Zara Shel Hedyot. Because the Eish HaTorah that was in the Batei Medrash and the Batei Knesios would have stopped it. It wouldn't have been able to do it. V'rak Achar Shesar Beis HaMelech, but after all the other houses in Yerushalayim were burned, meaning nobody was left there. All the Jews had to run away and leave. So now there's no more Torah. Now there's no more tefillah. So only now, once the rest of the houses were burned, so now this koach of the Eish of the Churban to overpower and to burn the rest of to burn the shuls. So now batalat Torah, and now they're able to be burned. And the same thing with tefillah. It could be the koach of tefillah would have been docha aparanus. And therefore, only after the rest of the houses were burned, and there were no Jews left there to daven or to learn, that's when the other ones were burnt. So that's why Daka, the order is meduyak. First the Beis HaMikdash, then the, again, obviously assuming that there was no avoda left to the Beis HaMikdash. There was no more Karbet Tomid, there was the Shechina had left, and then the rest of the houses, and then all the shuls, the Bate Knessios and the Bate Midrashos. Okay, one other thought, and then we'll continue. There's a Meshech Chachma on last week's Parsha. Where's the Meshech Chachma? Unbelievable. The Meshech Chachma always has Ha'aris, simple Pasha Ta'aris, which, you know, you have to have all of Shas, Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Chsav on your fingertips to be able just to make the connection. Says the Meshech Chachma on last week's Parsha. There is a Pasuk in Chaf Tes Mem Beis, where the Pasuk says, last week's Parsha, Ola Tamid L'Doros Echem, it should be go up, the Ola should go up forever, Pesach Ola Moed L'Fnei Hashem, to the Pesach Ola Moed, Asher Yivoy L'Chem Shama L'Daber Elech Hashem. Two, that I will speak to you there. I will speak to you there. So where's the there? If you look at the pasuk in Chaf Tes Mem Beis, it's not exactly clear where Hashem is referring to that He's going to speak to Klal Yisrael from. L'daber lech Hashem. I'll speak to you from there, because the pasuk is talking about the Mizbeach. Right, talking about the Mizbeach Achitzon, and yet we know that Hashem might not have spoken from there. Says so the Machlokas in the Medrash. Yesh Merab Hoseinu, says the Medrash Chachma, that learned from here that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael from the Mizbeach Hanachoshes, from the outside Mizbeach. The Yesh Omrim, from the Kaporis, from inside the Kodesh Kodashim, as the more famous Medrash. There's a Machlokas in the Medrash here. So it says, the Meshech Chachma, Yitachin. What's this Machlokas about? Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke from the Mizbeach HaNechoshes or from the Kaporis? Yitachin. That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan in Perek Dalet and Megillah, that argue, what's Bayis Gadol, Makom Tefillah or Makom Torah? So he says, they're arguing about Lamanda Amar Tefillah Adifa. According to the one who says Tefillah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke from the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which is the symbol of Avoda. Avoda symbolizing Tefillah. Makom Avoda Adifa. Lamanda Amar Beis HaMedrash Adifa. Me'al HaKapores. Makom Shemunach Boho Edes V'Haluchos. V'zehu Torah. And that's Adifa. And V'advarim Aruchim. So he says that, whether Torah or Tefillah, he says maybe that's the Machlokas here. Same machlokas in the Medrash. Where did Hashem speak to Klal Yisrael from? From the Makom Mizbeach HaNechoshes or the Makom Me'al Gabe HaKaporos. Okay, fourth wide line. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can never go down in Kedusha. If you're selling a Sefer Torah, you cannot buy anything less. Svarim, right? Other Sifrei Kodesh with that money. What about selling one Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah? Is the din that you have to go up? And here you're not going up. So the Sefer Torah is where the buck stops, and you can't do anything more than that. You can't go across. Or is the important piece that you don't go down? Is it that you have to go up in Kedusha, or that you can't go down in Kedusha, therefore going across in Kedusha is not a problem? The Ron here quotes that the only Shiloh is by Sefer Torah going across. By any of the other levels going across, that's not a Shiloh, it's Fasur Aser. Meaning going from a Yehoshua to a Yehoshua, or some other, because there's a possibility to go up. That's why you have to go up. Only by Sefer Torah, where there's no way to go up. There's no place to go up. You're on the highest Kedusha. Only there, the Gemara has the Shiloh, says the Ron, that you might be able to go across. So, five tashmas. Number one, tashma avol machru Torah lo yichus svarim. The Mishnah says that if you sell Torah, you can't buy svarim. Svarim udalo, ha-Torah b'Torah shapradami. Mashu that you can't go down, you can't buy svarim. But Torah, for Torah is okay. So the Gemara says, no raya from our Mishnah. Masisa d'yevet. The Mishnah might be talking about b'di'evet. You sold the Torah already and you have the money. What do you do with the money? Okay, you did it. You could buy another Torah with it. But are you allowed to do that l'chadchila? Sell a safer to old safer Torah for a new one. The post can discuss, what if the old one is pasul? What if it's pasul and somebody wants to put it in a museum? They're going to give you $20,000. So now it's not usable. So that might be better, because maybe here we're talking about two kosher safer Torahs. But might be different if one is pasul and one is kosher, even though it still has kedusha, but it might be different.
So the Tanya said yesterday that if it's going to going to go to Geniza, then these rules don't apply.
Oh, if it's going to go to Geniza, right. So if these rules might not apply if it's just going to Geniza. That's right. Why, that's what might be the case, that it might only be talking about two kosher Sefer Torahs. Tashma, source, try number two. Golan, Sefer Torah, Mitzvachos, Chumashim, Chumashim. You're allowed to roll a Sefer Torah with the Mitzvachos. Usually wraps, let's say, scrolls of a Chumash. Chumash Rashi said yesterday meant if you only have one Sefer of Torah. You have all brachos on a scroll, all of Shmos. So you're allowed to use what you usually wrap a Chumash with a Sefer Torah. V'chumashim b'mitzvachos Nevi'im Muksuvim. Or a Chumash with Nevi'im Muksuvim. Meaning that you're allowed to use lower mitzvachos to wrap something higher. That's Malin B'Kodesh. But not the opposite. Of a low Nevi'im Muksuvim b'mitzvachos Chumashim. V'lo Chumashim b'mitzvachos Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to wrap higher level mitzvachos to wrap something lower. So Ketani Mia, so we said what the Reisha says, Golem Sefer Torah, but mitzvachos chamashim. So you're allowed to roll a Sefer Torah and wrap a Sefer Torah with the begadim that you usually wrap a chumash with. So mitzvachos chamashim in, mitzvachos Sefer Torah low. So maybe that means you're only allowed to use things that you usually wrap a chumash with to wrap a Sefer Torah where it's going up. But to wrap a different Sefer Torah, maybe it wouldn't be allowed. So doesn't that show you cannot go across? So Ema Seifa, we said, no, maybe from the Seifa we can be mash with the opposite. V'lo chamashim b'mitzvachos Sefer Torah. You can't wrap a chumish, a single Sefer, with the begadim you usually wrap a Sefer Torah with. Hatar v'tarash apar dami. But if just the same level, maybe it would be okay. So Elamei ho lekel mash v'mina. So from here we say, you can't prove anything from this brisa because each line is mashba something else. The Rashba says that all of this about not using something from one Torah to another Torah is only if it's a miyuchad for a specific Torah. I mean, most of the time when somebody gives a Sefer Torah to the shul, so they have a specific cover to that Torah. It says Sefer Torah, Mukdash, Le'ili, Nishmas, etc., etc. Says the Rashba, though, if somebody just donates a Torah cover to the shul, just to be used, then it's not miyuchad for any Sefer Torah. So then you can use it for anyone. You can use it for anyone, or the Gartel, or anything that's used directly on a Torah. These halachas that we just says the Rashba, is only where it's specifically designated for a specific Torah. But if it's for any Torah, then the Gabbaim can use it for anything they want. Tashma, try number three. Manichat Sefer Torah. Al gabi Torah, v'Torah, al gabi chamashim, v'chamashim, al gabi neviim, v'ksuvim. Let's say you want to pile svarim one on top of another. So you're allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of Torah, and Torah al gabi chamashim, v'chamashim, al gabi neviim. So you're allowed to pile Torahs on top of each other, right? Think about Simchas Torah between Akafas, right? All the Torahs are piled on top of each other. Avalo neviim, uksuvim, al gabi chamashim, v'lo chamashim, al gabi Torah. But you can't put something with lower Kedusha on top of the Torah. So doesn't that show that you can put a Torah on a Torah, and therefore you... Doesn't that show that you could also sell a Torah for a Torah? The Gemara said, no, hanacha ka'amrit. You're talking about placing one on top of another? Shiny hanacha do efshar. Then you don't have a choice. Right, what are you going to do? You have to put all the Sefer Torahs down on separate tables? No, you have to put them all down together. So you don't have a choice there. Dilote ma'achi, if you don't say that this is allowed, mikra chechi karchinon. How can you even make one Sefer Torah? V'haka yasiv dafa achavre. You have different parts of the cloth, different scrolls, which you then string together, and you roll together. So, different parts of Torah, you're putting to, how can that be? The answer is, Ella, keep it to the left shashari. No, that's the whole point. Yeah, there's no choice now. So, it's mutter. So, hachanami, keep it to the left shashari. So, to here, if there's no breira, so then, it would be mutter. Period. There's a huge discussion in the poskim. What about this is the Gemara about? Do you have to be so makbid that when you walk by and you see a sitter on top of a chumash, you push the sitter off and you put the chumash on top? So this is the shaila, because here we're talking about klafim. The question is, does the same thing apply to printed and published? Printed and published the tfus. Right? Does the same thing apply? So the Taz gets into the action. The Taz in Reisha and Aleph starts us off. The Taz says at the end of the Simen, he says, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch there is just talking about how to write a Sefer Torah. You have to write it with ink, and you have to write it with your right hand. So he says, once we're talking about writing, let me say something that's on my mind. Lefisha Shamati, some people say, She'ein b'svarim ha'nitfasim kedusha, kemo ha'nechtavim b'ksav. Says the Taz, even if you want to say chakika, which is just indenting the words instead of writing, it still has kedusha, it's still ksav. He talks about Hilchas Gittin, he talks about some other gemaras, but the ksav says there shouldn't be any difference whether you write the words or you print the words and you press a button or to make the words. He says it's not a problem if you use a form to make the print. He says it also has kedusha, and the Pesach Tshuva also talks about it here. Could you use it for a Sefer Torah? Could you, which is the poskim do not accept, but could you use even printing, like some type of computer program to write a Sefer Torah so that... So what kind of kedusha does it have? So he just says it has kedusha. He doesn't really explicate it. The Aruch HaShulchan on that Siman in Reish Ayin Aleph, also in Reish Pei Beis, in both places, he says he thinks that all published Svarim have the same kedusha. It has kedusha, but it's all about limud Torah. It doesn't achieve inherent kedusha, so he thinks it would all have the same kedusha. The Avnei Nezer, though, says he thinks that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh are still different. Tanakhs are different than anything else. That achieves inherent kedusha, because that's not just about learning, but that's about the Dvar Hashem inherently. So says the Avnei Nezer in Yerodei, in Shin Ayin Vav, he thinks that it has inherent, a Tanakh, he says, has inherent kedusha. Everything else, v'lav mishum ksivasan miskadeshes, kamo Tanakh, tahavin guf kedusha, mishum ksivasan, ela mishum kriyasan miskadeshes, de mishamish ala kriya. So that's why anything published, the ikar is the fact that you can learn from it. That's why it has kedusha. But a Tanakh has inherent kedusha, and therefore, if you see a Tanakh, what does that have in Ezer? If you see a Tanakh that's under a Siddur, or under a Gemara, then the Tanakh should be taken off. He's not machalik. What about the difference between Torah, a Chumash, and a Navi, which also people are medactic about? But again, that's the Avnei Nezer, at least has Torah Shebal Peh versus Torah Shebichsav.
But according to everybody, if there's an Avnei Nezer on top of a Gemara, you can leave it.
According to Lechorah, there's an Avnei Nezer on top of a Gemara. The Avnei Nezer himself doesn't even, he has an Anivus, he's not going to say that you can't have to move his Sefer. But yeah, there might be like an Achron on top of a Rishon, and you know, what's the cutoff point? There you have to go back to the Shir, but who's allowed to argue on who? What if you have, a Gemara on top of a Tosefta? You know, how much do you, from the Tanaim? Again, there is a certain level of Kedusha that is discussed. Okay. Tashma, try number four. Again, could you sell an old Torah for a new Torah? Tashma, Tiyama Rabbi Barachana, Amar Yochanan, Mishir, 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 Mangam Leo. Lo Yimkar Adam Sefer Torah, Yash, and the Kach Bochadash. It was Beferish. You can't sell an old one for a new one. So we said, no. Hasa Mishim Shiusa. Maybe that case is talking about a case where you don't have a new one yet, and you're just going to sell the old one, and then you can commission to write a new one. So there, we're worried that you might just change your mind. Ki kamina kagon tiksibu manach lefruke mai. Our shaila is, let's say you have a sofer finished a Torah already. He's just waiting for his money. Can you sell a Torah to then bring the money over? That we don't know about. But yes, you're right. You can't sell one if you're just going to get the money to then start writing into him. Tashma, last try. Damar biyokram shim rabbi meir. Ein mocher in sefer Torah el olamod Torah v'lisa isha. You're not allowed to sell a Torah except for two purposes. To learn, to be able to help you learn, or to help you get married, to support a wife. Lomo Torah, v'lisa isha. Rashi says Lomo Torah means in order to have enough money to eat so that you could sit and learn. So Rashi here says, Lomo Torah, v'lisa isha. Shema mina, sator b'torah shabardami. So what do you see? You can sell a Torah for Talmud Torah. So to what Alex asked before. So don't you see, doesn't that mean you could also sell a Torah for another Torah? So Rashi said, no. Delma Shani Li, but maybe learning is different than just getting a Sefer Torah. Shahaliman, maybe Lidia Maisa. Talmud Torah is greater than a Sefer Torah. Because Talmud Torah is something that brings you to do mitzvahs also. So that is why maybe you're allowed to sell a Torah for Talmud Torah, but not Dafka for Sefer Torah. Ishanami, and also a woman to get married too. Why would that be better? Because that's also a result oriented. Lo so barala shevis yisara. Right? Because after all, to build a family, to populate the world. Aval Torah b'Torah lo. So Torah b'Torah, though, maybe would not be allowed. Period. Let's just do one more line, and then I'll have something to say. Tana Rabbanan lo yibkar adam sefer Torah v'bishin atzarach lo. You're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah even though you don't need it. Yeser okein am reshuing am liel afilu ein lo ma yochal umachar sefer Torah obito ein oroasim in bracha lo olam. Even if you have nothing to eat, the Kesav Mishnah says it doesn't mean pigoch nefesh. Obviously, pigoch nefesh is mutter. But let's say it's a little dachuk, and you want to sell a sefer Torah, or you want to sell Bisman HaGemara, Bisman HaMishnah, one's daughter for an Amma Ivriya, so that, even though that's Meikra Din Mutter, but you will not see Simin Bracha from that money. Okay, there is a question that I found in the Karban Nisanel. The Karban Nisanel asks, so an obvious question, you read this Gemara, it comes out to you, we say, also an Isha, Lisa Isha is very important, also because of Lo Sovar El Shevis Yisara. What should the Gemara have said? Purvu! What do we purvu need? Losova, raw! You're taking a pasuk from Yeshaya? What about Parshas Bereishis? What about Parshas Noach? That's not good enough? Why don't you just go purvu? So what's the difference between purvu and Leshevet Yisaros? The Karban Nisanel says, maybe it's a case where you already yosei purvu, you already have children, and therefore losova, raw is the extra drabanan to populate even more than the minimum boy and girl according to Beis Hillel. But maybe one could suggest another answer based on something that we discussed a number of times on Tuesday night. So I think we mentioned it also in the daf a few times, and that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel says that the Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin that an adon, let's say there's somebody who's a chati eved, a chati ben chorin. Person has two masters, and then one master frees him, and the other one doesn't. So he's half eved, half free person. So the Mishnah says that we force the adon to free this eved. Because who's this eved going to marry? He can't marry a free woman because he's an eved. He can't marry a shifcha because he's half free. So what do? He has nobody to marry. And after all, says the Mishnah in Gittin Mem Aleph, it says, lo sahu bara la sheves yitzara. Right? So therefore we have to free him. So ask Tosfos there, so why don't you quote Puravu? Like Argamar, why don't you quote Puravu? So says the Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin Daraisa that maybe there's a difference between Puravu and Osobar Lashavis Yasara. Because he says, take a step back. If you can't do a mitzvah, if you're Ne'enas and you can't do a mitzvah, so many times Hashem could say, you know what, I'll give you credit. I'll give you credit, it's as if you did it. Ki'ilu Avai. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that only applies to mitzvahs that have a maisa focused. A maisa mitzvah, I want to blow a shofar, but I can't blow a shofar. Oh, nice, I don't have a shofar. Oh, it's as if I did it. But let's say, Beaker Cholim. You take 2 hours to the hospital and the bridge is closed. You can't get to the hospital. So you turn around, you don't go. What, it's as if you did it? Beaker Cholim? No. Hashem doesn't say, you're onus, you don't get faulted for it. But you know, Hashem's not going to say it's as if you did it, because it's result-oriented. You have to make the guy feel good. Most Ben Adam L'Chaveros are like this. So if it's result-oriented, so then Hashem can't say Ki'ilu Avad, and you don't say it's as if you did it. So says of Yosef Engel, Puravu is Maisa HaMitzvah. Maisa HaMitzvah. Have a child, have a boy, have a girl. Maisa HaMitzvah. Lo Sober L'Shevesi Sar is result-oriented. Populating the world. And you look at the result, populating the world. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, explaining the Mishnah in Gittin. When it comes to Puravu, we wouldn't have forced the master to free his eved for Puravu. Because he can't get married, okay, he's ba'onis, what can you do? But for Loso Bara, L'Shevis Yitzara, that's result-oriented. We won't say by Loso Bara, that is as if he did it. By Puravu, we would. So you wouldn't have to force the Adon by Puravu. But that's why the Mishnah there quotes Loso Bara, L'Shevis Yitzara. So I thought maybe you could say the same shot here. What's the Gemara emphasizing here, trying to say why Talmud Torah and Lisa Isha is better than Sefer Torah? Because we're talking about the result. Sefer Torah stays on the shelf and you learn from it. But Talmud Torah is maybe the day Maisa and Lisa Isha Loso Barel Shevis Yisara, so Adafka emphasizing the result aspects of these two items. So maybe that's why Loso Barel Shevis Yisara is quoted and not Puravu. Okay, if you want to look up, that's Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud Gimel over Rabbi Yosef Engel. There's more there, but we'll leave it at that. Two dots. V'chein b'mosreihen. And also the leftovers, said the Mishnah. If you sell something, the remaining money that you have also has Kedusha. Amar Rava, lo shanu elisha machru vahosiru. When do we say that it has Kedusha? When you sold something, you sold the Torah, and then you have $20 extra left over. So therefore, that also has to be used with Kedusha. Aval gabu vahosiru mutter. But let's say you just collected. You collected for a cause. And you have left, you collected for pinyon shvuyim, whatever it is, or not pinyon shvuyim, maybe it's not a good example. You collected for any type of stucca, and the stucca was taken care of, now you have leftover money. So do you have to use that for the same level of Kedusha? Mutter, no, the Gemara says no, that never achieved Kedusha. Esve Abaya, one second, Abaya has a brisa. The brisa has a limitation on this line. When do you say that there is Kedusha if they didn't make a t'nai originally? Aval hisnu afilu lu duchsusya mutter. But if they made a t'nai, even to use for duchsusya, which we'll see what that is in a few minutes, mutter, then it's mutter. So heichidami, what line, what case is this brisa talking about, that it makes a difference whether you make a t'nai or not? Ile mishamachruvo siru. Are we talking about a case where, let's say, you sold our own, and you get the change, and there's leftover money. So ki yisnu my habi, what kind of tanaim are we talking about there? You sold an our own, and you have money left over. There's nobody's making tanaim there. So elisha gavav osiru, must be talking about the line of gavav osiru. If you collected money, and there was leftovers, so in that case, if there was a tanaim made, so then there's no kedusha by the remaining money. So the Gemara says, time of the hisnu, so we're medayik only if there was a tanaim made. Do we say that there's no kedusha? Halo hisnu lo, but if there was no tanaim, no, and that's against the statement of Rava. Because Rava says if they collected in the first place, even without a tanai, it's not kadosh. Says the Gemara, no. Olam shemachru b'hosiru. So you're right. We're talking about a case where it was sold. You had something that has kedusha that was sold and had money remaining. Vachikamar. So what kind of tanai are we talking about there? What we referred to yesterday. When do we say that it does not have kedusha, that it has kedusha, where this shivei tuvei ha'ir did not sell? The representatives of the city were not involved. But if all the representatives of the town sold these kadosh items for the people, so then you could assume that they're acting on behalf of the people and they don't want kedusha to remain with the leftover money. And you can use it even for dufsusia. So what does that mean? The Gemara now explains. Abaya asked a rabbi that used to be with Rav Sheshes a lot. Did you ever hear from Rav Sheshes, what does dufsusia mean? Rav Sheshes explained to me, Parsha Damasa. It means the shliach of the city, the one who takes the mail to and from the cities. That's duchsusia. I mean, you can even use it for some lowly, mundane type of purpose. That's what duchsusia is. Amar Abaya, the Gemara just says, Musarvarts, Hilka, Chaitzer of Mirabanam. What do you see from this story? That Abaya asked him, hi, did you ever hear this from Rav Sheshes? And he says, yes. So Abaya says, any rabbi, the Shamalei Milsav Loyada Pirusha, that you ever, if you don't know Pshan in something, L'shaylei Kamei Deshir Kamei Rabbanan, ask somebody who is always next to the Gedolim, Delo Efsha, Delo Shamilei Min Gavaraba, because it must be they have the answer. You know, they must have overheard some conversation, and they know the answer. Just like in this case, he knew what Duchsusia was. Period. So we get to Hilcha Staka. We're talking about communal obligations. So we talk a little bit about it now. Remeir says, let's say you and your family go to a different town for a little while, for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and they start collecting money there from the townspeople. So says Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Remeir, you have to give too. If you're in that town right now, you have to give the staka too. Ukshein ba'in mevi'en osa imahen umarvanasin ba'aniya iram. When it's time, when you go back to your own city, you can go back to the gabbai staka and ask for your money back. And say, I want to give support my own poor people from my own town. So you have to give it when you're there, but then you could ask for it back. Tanya na mihachi, we also learned this in a braisa. Bnei ha'ir shahalchu li'ir acheretz upasko alein staka. People that go to a different town, bnei ha'ir, nosnin, they give, ukshein bayin, maybe no sayimayin, but when they go back, then they can take it with them. That's by a group of people, bnei ha'ir. But, v'yachid shahalchu li'ir acheretz, but by a singular person, an individual who went to another city, upasko alein staka, and they told him to give staka along with the town, tinasein la'aniye, osa ha'ir, then it stays with those poor people in that town, it doesn't go back to him. Says the Me'iri, because one person is batel, lagabe everybody else, so he can't get his money back. If you have a group of people, 10 people, says the Me'iri, at least, that's bnei ha'ir, then they're their own group, and therefore they can get their money back. Rav Huna gozer ta'anisa, Rav Huna was gozer ta'anis. There was some type of tzara. Oh, lagabe Rav Chana bar Chani loy v'chol b'nei Masya. So Rav Chana and all of the people of the city came. Ramol ha'stuck of Yabu. They all gave money to Rav Huna. Kibol lemeisei, but they wanted to leave. Amrulei nisvilan marvet nezol v'nefarnis b'nei Masya. Okay, give us back our money so we can support our own poor people. Amalu Tanina. Rav Huna says, no. When do we say that you could get your money back? If there's no gadol, if there's no big rabbi in charge taking care of all the money. But if you already gave it to a big gadol, so then we assume that he knows exactly who needs it the most. And if I say I don't have to give it back, I'm taking care of it, then I don't have to. The kol shekein ta'aniyei d'diva d'tchu al aisamichi. And surely in this case, says Rav Huna, where I support your aniyim too. They also come to me for money. So therefore, I'm going to keep the money, and you guys don't have to worry about it. Okay, Masadis. Back to Hilchas Beis Akhenesis. In mocher nes shal rabim liyachid, mipnei shal moridin oso mikdush aso. Divar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you don't sell a rabim's shul for a yachid's shul. We're going to see in the Gemara, this means Yachid Shul, that means they don't have a minion. You can't, they daven there, but they don't have a minion. You can't sell Rama for a Yachid because you're being Morid Bikdusha. Amru lo lecham say back, imkein aflo meir gedol yaktano. What do you mean? You can't sell Rama to a Yachid, so maybe you can't even sell a big shul for a small shul. Even when they have they both have minyanim. It says the Gemara, Shaper kam li Rabbanan or a mayor. Don't the Rabbanan have a good taina? Meaning, what should be the difference between Gadol and Katan and Rabim and Yachid? The verse says, no, Rabbi Meir, Meir Gadol, Ir Ktana, Meikar, Kadisha, Hashanami Kadisha. Big to small, so you're still saying Dvarim Shebek Dusha, you're still saying Kaddish and Amens in the Shul. So that's not a qualitative jump. So that's fine. Meravim liyachid lekakdusha. But going from meravim to yachid, you're losing out dvarim shebekdusha. And therefore, that's why our mayor says it can't be sold. V'rabanan, yi'ikel amechesh, ki agavna, nam yi'ikel amechesh. No, even big to small, this, you're still losing an aspect. Mishum, berov am hadras melech. About doing mitzvahs. More people doing mitzvahs is a greater hiddur than less people. So the Rabbanan say you could compare Dvarim Shebekdusha to losing Kedusha to this also. Barav Am Hadras Melech, they have a very serious approach to Barav Am. Rameir obviously would say, no, there's Eino Dome. Barav Am is a nice kiyum, but it's not a din of Kedusha. It's not a din of losing the ability to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. Okay, we've spoken in the past about Barav Am. Doing mitzvahs has to do with one person making Kiddush versus everybody making Kiddush. Sugya of Barav Am Hadras Melech, Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel. Okay, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Ein Mocher Beis HaKnesses Ella Al Tnai. She'im yirtzu yachzirehu. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who earlier had just said you can't sell a rabbim to a yachid, Rabbi Meir says even whenever you sell a shul, you're never allowed to sell a shul permanently. Unless you have to sell a shul for some reason. So you're never allowed to sell a shul permanently, except on condition that if you ever want, you will be able to buy it back. Rashi says, afilu be'rabim l'rabim. Even basic analysis says rabbim to a basic rabbim. Because it's not right. It's bizarre to sell a shul. So even if there's a tzorach that you have to sell it on condition. V'chacham omrim, no. Mokor osom emkar olam, you're allowed to sell it permanently. Chutz me'abar advarim, except for four things that are considered bizayon to sell a shul for. L'merchatz, for a shower, bathhouse. L'bursaki, for a tannery. L'tvila, for a mikvah. U'l'beis hamayim, and for a beis hamayim. What's a beis hamayim? Either it means a laundromat, says Rashi, or a bathroom. Beis HaMayim. So either of those, you can't sell a shul for.
Church,
what?
I thought also you
can't sell a church. Okay, a church might be worse than these. But it might be a college. But you're right. It might...
They didn't have churches.
I'm saying, right. I'm sorry? They didn't have churches. They didn't have churches in Rameir's time. Right. Christianity has not started yet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mokho to sell a shem chaser, lokeach mash years a yas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, you could sell it just use it for whatever you want. You don't have to know exactly what you can use it for. Then the buyer can use it for whatever he wants to buy it for. Andrew Ramosha has a tshuva. I said we're going to mention a second Ramosha today in Chelek Aleph, where there was a shul that wanted to make the women's section into a mikvah. And Ezra Shashim into a mikvah. So the question is that. So Ramosha has a long 10-page tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun Aleph, where he ends up saying, Lamaisa, it's allowed. A couple of reasons. One of them was, if you could wipe out the Shem Hashem for Shalom Bias. He says, surely, he said, to build a mikvah. Says, you know, don't build a mikvah, which is bringing Ava, Benish Ishto, Puruvu, Lasheva, so many great things. Or Moshe is Mekel, that you can make the Ezra's Nashim into a mikvah. What about I didn't read the whole tshuva. What about the main part? What if you have to knock down a shul, because you have another shul to build a mikvah? But that was the shiloh that he dealt with, making Ezra's Nashim into a mikvah. Aleph Nun Aleph. Ul Rabbi Meir, Hechidariba, Havile Ribis. Okay, talk a little bit about Ribis. Interest. According to Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir say? They have to sell a shul al tznai. So therefore, whenever you want to get it back, you'll get it back. But isn't that Ribis? I mean, what's Rabbi Meir doing? I sold you a shul and you give me $500. And let's say in 20 years from now, I'm going to give you back the $500 and then you give me back the shul. So right now it's a sale, but it's going to end up being a loan. You're giving me the money now, and I'm going to give you back the $500, so it's going to end up being a loan, and besides the $500 you're going to get back, you got to live in this place for 20 years. So that's ribis. Whenever you get back anything more than what you gave me, that's interest. That's ribis. So you're not just getting back your money, you're getting back all the years that you lived here rent-free. So isn't that ribis? So says the Gemara. This is the fifth parak of Bava Metzia. It's all about ribis. It's on Neshech. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Remeir b'shidash Rabbi Yehuda Amra. No, Remeir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Who says what? To Amar, tzad echa b'ribis mutter. If there's two possibilities that could happen, one is ribis and one is not ribis, so then it's mutter. That's not called ribis. Tzad echa b'ribis mutter. So in this case, if he never buys it back, then it stays a sale. It doesn't turn into a loan. Ribis is only by a loan. So that's why, because of one possibility, it's tzad echa b'ribis, that's mutter. The Tanya, as we see in the following case, in the following brisa. Harisha Yanosha Bechavir Mana, if I owe you $100, for us lo sadeo mecher, and I give you my field as a collateral, and if I don't pay back, you get to keep my field. So bismacha mocher ochal payer's mutter. So if in the interim I, the seller, I eat the fruits of the field, not you. That's fine, that's mutter, because then that's not going to lead to interest. Lokeach ocha peiros aser. The Tanakhama says, no, but the buyer cannot, because then he might get his money back, and he'll have all the fruit that he's eaten. But Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, if he lokeach ocha peiros mutter, Rabbi Yehuda says, not a problem, because, as we just said, if there's one possibility that it won't be ribbis, it might end up as a sale, it will never turn into a loan, not a problem. Anytime you sell, could smack of ribbis. Anytime you sell something and then you use it, if you weren't allowed to use it, right? If it's a she'ela, if it's a borrowing, so then that's something else that you're not getting that as in compensation of the loan. It's got to be a loan.
But it starts out as a sale.
Okay, but if you sell something, then it goes back. It could be a chash of ribbis, right? If it's outside the world of she'ela or shmira or schiris, something like that. V'yamar Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara also says in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, also he made his field into a collateral and gave it. And the lokeach ate the fruit. So Amar Lo, therefore that shows Sadechad Berbis is mutter. Amar Lo Bisham Raya, no, you got the story wrong. Mocher Ochal Peiros Haya, v'lo lokeach. No, that story was the mocher, the seller ate the fruit, and not the buyer. Therefore that was not a case of Berbis. And the Gemara just explicates, my Benaya, what's this machlokas about? Sadechad Berbis Ikta Benayu. If there's a case that might be Berbis and might not be Berbis, that's what the argument is about. Mar Savar Sadechad Berbis Mutter, or Mar Savar Sadechad Berbis Aser. That's the machlokas, whether the buyer can eat the fruits while he's holding on to the land, even though he might give back the land, and it'll ultimately be ribis. Rava Amar, no, maybe they're arguing about something else. Dukuliyama Sadechad Berbis Aser. Everybody holds that if it's a possibility of ribis, it's going to be Aser. V'hacha ribis amanas l'hachshu yikibinayu. The case we're talking about here is that he was going to pay for the fruit afterwards. He was going to pay for all the fruit that he ate. So is it still Mutter B'shaito? So Mar Savar Ribis Almanas L'Achzer Mutter Mar Savar Aser. Some say that even if you're going to pay back for the fruit afterwards, that's so-called Ribis B'shaito. Period. One more minute. V'cham Omer Mokor Nosav Memkar Olam. So the Chum argued and said, no, you could sell a shul on a permanent basis, not just all tonight. Shmuel says one could be Mashtin Mayim, could go to the bathroom within 4 amos of where he davened. Amr Rabbi Yosi, my kamash montanina. What's the chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mocharos Solushim Chatzav Lokeach Bashir Tayase. Rabbi Yehuda even says you could sell a shul and use it for anything in that spot. Rabbi Rabbanan Lo Kamei Lo Beis Hakneses to Kaviyah Kedushase. And even the Rabbanan said only the shul mamish you can't use for other items. Those 4 things. Avol Dalan Amos Lo Kaviyah Kedushasei Lo. But the 4 amos outside a shul, who says that that's kedusha? Even the Rabbanan might agree that will be mutter. Tani Tanakamei Drav Nachman Amos Palo Marchid Dalan Amos Umashtin. Somebody davens has to walk 4 amos away and then go to the bathroom. V'hamashtin Marchid Dalan Amos Umas Palo. And the same in the opposite. If you go to the bathroom, you have to walk 4 amos from where you went to the bathroom and then daven. So Amarle Bishlama Hamashtin Marchid Dalan Amos Umas Palo. If somebody goes to the bathroom, I understand why he has to walk 4 amos away and then daven. Tanina, because we learned that in the Mishnah in Brachas. Kama Yachem Yehem Unasoh Dalan Amos. You have to walk 4 amos away from Tsoa, from Meiraglayim. Elaham is palo marcha dalanamos umashin lamali. Why do you have to walk 4 hours away from where you davened to then go to the bathroom? You davened already. Davening was fine, and now you go to the bathroom. So what's the? That doesn't have kedusha. Ihachi, if you're going to say it has kedusha wherever you davened, kidashtinu lekuli shvili dinarda. Every street in Arda has kedusha. Every phone booth in New York City has kedusha because somebody davened there one time or another. So how is that? What does this halacha mean? So Tani Yisha, you're right. It doesn't mean to walk. It means just to wait. You have to wait the amount of time it would take you to walk 4 amos after you davened. Bishlama mashtin Yisha kadehilof talar amos shemini tzotzos. I understand. After your mashtin, you have to wait because you want to make sure that you're finished so nothing's coming out when you're davening. Elamis palol yishek the hiluk talanamos lamali. But after you daven, why do you have to wait before you go to the bathroom? So amar avashi shkol talanamos tefilas hashtur b'fiv v'richushim rachshin sifase. After we daven, davening's still on our mind. Davening's still on our lips. And therefore we got to make sure we finish davening al tkavad tefilah so that we're definitely not davening when we go to the bathroom. The Aruch HaShulchan says also learning. You're not supposed to learn the second before you go to the bathroom. You're supposed to wait 3-4 seconds so that the learning goes out of one's mind. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we have a bunch of different Tanoim that talk about why did they get long life. Bameh harach l'yamim, 10 different opinions, how they got long life. Today's shiur, Aruch HaShulchan is in Tzadik Beis Yud Gimel. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Astrup family. Jose Ganesh, Moshe Menachem Mendel, Nachman Yoshua. God,